This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States is pulling out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement with Russia. In making the announcement to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump said Russia has consistently violated the treaty, so there is no reason to stay in the deal. The Kremlin called the action a dangerous step. The INF agreement was signed by President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. It required both Moscow and Washington to eliminate short-range and medium-range nuclear and conventional missiles. There is a new report of killings in Congo, where rebels are being blamed for 13 civilian deaths and the abduction of a dozen children in the country's Ebola outbreak area. The violence once again threatens efforts to contain the spread of the disease. Earlier, two Congolese army medical officers were killed by another armed rebel group. The country's health minister called it a dark day for everyone fighting the deadly virus. Voting continues in Afghanistan's parliamentary elections, and there has been deadly violence. 15 people were killed, another 60 wounded, when a suicide bomber tried to enter a polling station in northern Kabul, and a roadside bomb took 11 lives in eastern Nangarhar province. The Associated Press reports six of the victims were children. Nazif Sharani, a scholar at Indiana University, spoke with VOA in Kabul about the post-election period.
I think the expectation is the outcome will be quite contested, and there will be charges and countercharges of all sorts. How they're going to sort that out, that is, who will be declared winners. The important role of this particular elected parliament will be, if it's going to happen, would be constitutional amendment.
It's estimated that 3 million of Afghanistan's nearly 9 million registered voters had cast their ballots going into Sunday. World pressure for Saudi Arabia to be transparent in the investigation of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death is growing. While President Trump seems inclined to give the Saudis more time to explain, many close U.S. allies are warning against a Saudi cover-up. This is VOA News. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have agreed to a joint strategy to return a caravan of migrants to Honduras. President Trump has warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S., a warning he repeated Saturday night on a political trip to Nevada.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
Meanwhile, large numbers of migrants who had been stopped by Mexican police on a bridge at the Guatemala border have crossed into Mexico by swimming across the river below and are once again on the march. On the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, international aid has dramatically ramped up for tens of thousands of earthquake and tsunami survivors. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
Aid agencies are racing against time to get relief to earthquake survivors before the monsoon season sets in next month. The Sulawesi disaster is estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, with at least 680 still missing. The government says around 68,000 houses are damaged. The UN Refugee Agency delivered 435 emergency tents for distribution to families made homeless by the earthquake and tsunami. The agency says that will provide shelter to around 6,500 of the most vulnerable. It says more emergency tents, sleeping mats, mosquito nets, and solar lamps will be delivered in the coming weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
There has been a major shakeup in Australian politics after a critical weekend by-election. The result cost the Conservative Liberal National Party coalition its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives, forcing Prime Minister Scott Morrison to deal with independent lawmakers, first to guarantee confidence in his government, then to enact policy. Morrison told constituents he was not surprised by the election outcome.
I took our party back to Albury. And I reminded our party about why we were going to win the next election. And it's because of what we believe.
The next general election in Australia is due in 7 months. China says Zheng Xiaosong, its top official in semi-autonomous Macau, has died after a fall from his residential building. The Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of China State Council says he was suffering from depression. Hundreds of thousands of protesters marched through central London on Saturday, demanding a new vote on Britain's planned exit from the European Union. Organizers want the public to have a final say in Brexit, insisting on a new vote. Gene Randall, VOA News.